It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good evening, everybody. We are ready to roll here with game number two in the A Division girls semifinal at the 97th Annual Mendecus Tournament. I'm John Nixon, inviting you to join us tonight for more basketball coming up here. Our presenting sponsor tonight is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this basketball action tonight at the Mendecus Tournament. The winner of this game will move on to the championship on Friday night at 8:15 against the Tri-County Trojans. We just finished up with Tri-County against Ball City State Art over on sister station KTNC. A game won by Tri-County by a score of 50-47. State Art fighting back from a 12-point deficit to get that game very close at the end, losing 50-47. Coming up now, it's going to be the Johnson Brock Eagle girls. They are 10-4 on the year for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. They take on the Freeman Falcons. Coach Greg Bierhusen has his team at 9-2 on the season. Two teams have not played yet this season for Johnson Brock. 10-4 with loss to Lincoln Christian, who are now 12-0 on the year. That was the opening game of the year. They've also lost to Axel, Kansas, Tri-County, and Nemaha Central down in Seneca. Freeman's losses are to 10-3 Sutton and to Fillmore Central this year. They beat Tri-County once on December 30th. So that's what we're looking at as far as this one goes. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Beatrice City Auditorium for the 97th Annual Mendecus Basketball Tournament. Our premier sponsors for the broadcast of the 97th Annual Mendecus Tournament include Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling, as well as Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Also, AgWest Commodities, your marketing partners since 1999, and Worry Mortuaries in Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the visitors, the Johnson Brock Eagles and Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. He will go with 5'6" sophomore Cassie Knippelmeyer, a 5'6" junior Daly Pelican, 6' senior Ruby Gravatt, 5'8" sophomore Lauren Behrens, and 5'4" sophomore Kinley Weiss. A lot of new starters, but still some experience on this Johnson Brock team from years past, and they are coming in here 10-4. For the Freeman Falcons, Coach Greg Verhoeven, it is a senior. Brooklyn Verhoeven will start. They don't have any heights listed. Alicia Johansson is a senior. Shiloh Wallman is a junior. And in Bornpole is a sophomore. And Savannah Mailer is a junior. That's your starting lineup for the Freeman Falcons. They are the home team in tonight's ball game. I keep saying tonight, I guess it's after 5 o'clock, it's all right. It's still daylight, which is even nicer, but that will go away. We've got more basketball coming up here for you tonight. The final game tonight on Sunny 101.2 will beat the Johnson Brock boys against Parkview Christian. And on KTNC, right now, Pawnee City and Johns County Central in the girls' B division getting ready to get underway over on T. And later tonight on KTNC is HGRS, and they take on... get a primary right game here. HRS taking on Johnson County Central. That will be in the boys' other semifinal tonight. I'm right now, I'm looking at the wrong page. I'm sorry. In the final boys' game tonight, over on KTNC, that'll be Southern taking on Humboldt Table Rock Stevens. There we go. Get them all lined up in the right order here. Okay, we are ready to roll. The Eagles have been introduced. Black uniforms with red numbers and red trim. Sharp-looking unis for the Eagles. And we're set to go. Or we'll be here in a moment. Starters introduced, ready to roll. The Eagles break the huddle first, out to the center circle. They will send Ruby Gravatt. Johnson Brock will go left to right towards the south end here in the first half tonight. Green and the home team dressed in the white. Here we go. Here's the toss. Tip controlled by the Eagles. Kinley Weiss to the front court, off on the right side. Pelican back to Weiss against a man-to-man defense. They take the ball inside, trying to get it to Gravatt, and the ball bounces over her head, and here come the Freeman Falcons with the ball the other way. Give the ball out top. Now Brooklyn Verhoeven comes cross court to the near side to Bornpole. Bornpole goes inside. The first shot of the game is up. No good for Alicia Johansson. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair here. The foul will go on Ruby Gravatt for Johnson Brock. First free throw on the way up. Off the mark. No good. And another final here in the girls' semifinals tonight in the B division. It was EMF, Extra Milligan Print, with a win over Sterling, 40-17. Free throw is no good, and Gravatt will grab the rebound for Johnson Brock and come to the front court, driving it up. Pelican in the paint, up off the side, no good to the rim. Rebound grabbed up by the Freeman Falcons. So now the Falcons head back up the floor in the hand of Shiloh Wallman. Wallman goes down to the baseline, cut off there by the free throw line, and there by the sideline. And the baseline back out to the top against the Johnson Brock zone. 1-2-2 it looks like here for the Eagles. Take the ball off the right side to Verhoeven. She'll fire a long one up. No good. Rebound. Batted around. Still fighting for it. Kinley Weiss comes out of there with it for the Johnson Brock Eagle. Up the floor we come. The ball is turned over. Eagles lose the ball up the end of the floor. And now Freeman will inbound it. So here come the Falcons up the floor with it. Off the right side, the pass goes to Wallman. Wallman left side. Out top with the basketball. Shiloh Wallman again dishes it away. Beerhuden in the paint, shoots, misses, rebound. Didn't hit anything, he just goes out of bounds, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball. We played a minute and a half, no score here yet in this contest at Beatrice City Auditorium. John Nixon with you. Courtside, Kirk Gillen pushing the button, running the show, trying to keep me in line. Good luck, Kirk. Down the line, up off the glass, no good. A whistle and a foul as Kinley Weiss will be fouled and will go to the line to shoot two for Johnson Brock. Here comes our official, and he says the foul will go on number four, Brooklyn Verhoeven, for the Freeman Falcons. First foul of the ball game against the Falcons. Kinley Weiss gets set. She eyes the bucket. It's on the way up. It's good. We got our first point of the ball game on the board for Johnson Brock. So the Eagles with the early lead. They'll get ready here. Second one coming. It's up and it's off the mark. No good. A battle for the rebound. Controlled by Alicia Johansson. To the front court with it. Verhoeven, the free throw line, dishes behind her. Three ball on the way. No good. Put up there by Savannah Mailer. And we've got a held ball on the rebound, and that will stay on the Falcon end. Freeman will inbound underneath on the baseline. Brooklyn Verhoeven to bring it in. Looking. Brings in left side of the floor to Wallman. Wallman into Verhoeven, shoots. Partially blocked by Gravatt. And out with it comes Johnson Brock. Daly Pelican to the front court on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Needs help against the man-to-man. Dishes away now to Kinley Weiss. Kinley working the right side around a defender all the way in. Dishes across the floor, but a blocking foul will be called. Good thing for the Eagles with the ball went skidding out of bounds off the pass, but the foul on Alicia Johansson. Team foul number two. 1-0 Johnson Brock. 2-4-2-15 into the ball game. Pelican to trigger to Kinley Weiss. Back to Pelican. Daly working the right side, had it knocked away, gets the ball away, and it's in the hands now of Barron. Lauren will dish the ball off Weiss, her shot blocked away, outlet running the other way, Verhoeven all the way in, stops, and shoots, and foul. No good on the shot, Johnson Brock missed the foul, and our official says it's on number 12, that'll be Ruby Gravatt. And Ruby has picked up two for the Eagles. Not good news. You get your 6 foot senior in early foul trouble. At the free throw line. On the way up. And around the perimeter. No good by Brooklyn Verhoeven. Now 0-for-3 in the first half. First quarter is Freeman. Checking into the ball game for Johnson Brock. Free throw up and good. And we are tied at one apiece. 1-1. So the Eagles have the basketball. Checking in is Emily Boyne, a 5'9 senior for the Eagles. Out on the right side, beyond the 3-point line, they have the ball in the hands there of Barron. Barron pitches off, take it over top. Pelican fakes the three, drives in, pulls up, 12 footer, no. Offensive rebound brought down by Cassie. With the follow shot, will be fouled, and we'll go to the line. That is a Shiloh Wallman foul, her first, team foul number 3 on Freeman. 5:04 to go in this first quarter. 1-1 is our score. And at the free throw line is Cassie Knippelmeyer. She'll shoot a pair. The first one's on the way up, and off the back iron, no good. She'll get another one. Checking in for Freeman will be Grace Menzel, a junior, and Hayden Schaff, another junior. Sitting down is Johansson, free throw up, and bounces off, won't go. Rebound picked off by Schaff. Here come the Falcons to the front court. With it is Menzel. She'll dish across the court. Verhoeven with it. Pass off the right side, and a three ball up from the wing for Savannah Mailer. She's got a triple, and we have Freeman in the lead, 4-1. To the front, two-pointer, 15-foot right side of the free throw line, no good by Lauren Barron. Freeman the other way, Verhoeven through traffic, finds her way through, missed the shot at the basket. Rebound of Eagles, and a drive, and culminating it. it over, whatever you want to call it. They turned the ball over, got the ball, hand underneath the ball, and it's a turnover to the Falcons. 4:20 left, opening period, 4-1, Freeman with the lead. Beerhusen with it, out top, cross court, Mailer for three, too strong this time, and a long rebound comes out of there, and pushing up the floor is going to be Kinley Weiss. The Pelican out to the top, Behrens for three, off the back iron, no, and a rebound grabbed up by Beerhusen. Beerhusen will bring it herself up on the right side, and now she'll take the pass back, come off to Mailer. Take it left wing, driving to the baseline, back to Mailer with the pass from her teammate there. Mailer puts it up too strong. And with the rebound coming out of there, Emily Bowling with it. Or excuse me, that was Behrens, 14, not 44, John. Pelican out of the line. Johnson Brock looking for their first field goal in the contest. We played 4.5 minutes. They have 1 point on a free throw, obviously. And now Weiss for three. Too strong. Rebound. Behrens and the putback is good on the opposite side. Two-pointer for Lauren Behrens. She gets the rebound, the putback two-pointer. And we've got a whistle, and we're going to have subs in. Bowling will sit down for Johnson Brock. Josie Studdite into the ball game. Oh, okay, I see what happened. Gertrude lost a shoe. She's out of the game. At least momentarily, and she's replaced in the lineup again by Johansson. Hayden Schaff in there. Swing the ball around the perimeter to the left side. Bounce inside. Quick hands by Pelican. Device back to Pelican on the run out the other way. Scoop it on the right side and good. Two-pointer for Daly Pelican, and it's Johnson Brock with the lead, 5-4. Johnson Brock leading 5-4 now. Here's the ball again. Pelican knocks it loose. Retrieved by Freeman. Three ball, left side, up, no good. Chop it up there by Menzel, and the rebound is grabbed by Studdite. To the front with the ball, Cassie Knippelmeyer dishes it off. Looks through traffic, gets the ball across the floor to the right side. Behrens to Pelican. Daly working down the lane. Off it goes and driving his vice. Nice pass underneath. About pass underneath the hoop. And a two-pointer up and good for Lauren Behrens. She's got her second field goal, and the Eagles are up 7-4. Mailer with a three-pointer. No rebound brought down by the Eagles by Kinley Weiss. No, that was Knippelmeyer. I'm sorry. Now Weiss with the basketball. Had it knocked away. Mailer takes it. Dishes it away to her teammate. Now gets it right back. To the left side. Three ball. And it's on the rim. It's no good. Put up there by Borenpohl. Rebound to the Eagles. And on the run again comes Knippelmeyer. Over to Weiss. Weiss all the way to the hole. Trip. Go down she goes. Elevated the basketball toward the hoop. It'll be two shots, I believe. Foul will go on Grace Menzel. Let's see. Are they going to give her shots? Not sure yet. No, it's going to be it's a push before the shot. So, no free throws. Minute 45 to go. Pass the ball inside. Behrens on the left block. A little turnaround hook. No good. Rebound. Oh, my. Rebound out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. I thought it was going to go off of a Freeman Falcon player. Instead, it's Falcons basketball. To the front court we go. Brooklyn Beerhusen with the basketball for Freeman. She's calling for help. Come over to Mailer on the left side. Pass it down low into the hands of Wallman. Back to Mailer in the middle to Beerhusen. Beerhusen holding it against the zone of Johnson Brock. Over to Mailer. Three ball up and good from the left side of the circle. Savannah Mailer with her second triple makes her score 7-7. And we are tied up. Tied at one. Now we're tied at seven. To the front we go. Dishing the ball off and driving around the corner. Kinley Weiss off the glass. Won't go on the left side. Rebound to Beerhusen. She's on the move the other way. Free throw line keeps on going. Oh, double dribble. Yep. Ball came up. Hit her in both hands. And then it went to the floor again. So the Eagles will take Lauren Behrens out for the moment. Into the ball game is Ayula Eggers. off the left side to Stenheit. Josie passed across to Knippelmeyer. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter, 17 on the shot clock. Eggers over it goes, right side, Weiss for three, no. Offensive rebound, put back, no, a whistle before the shot. Rebound to Knippelmeyer again. Our official comes my way. We sit right behind the scorer's table here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. The foul on Brooklyn Verhoeven, her second. Team foul number four of the quarter. Rather, number five of the quarter, excuse me. And at the line now will be Johnson Brock. Knippelmeyer sets herself. Up and no. Got one more. 26.7 seconds to go in the quarter. 7-7 tie. Cassie gets set. She fires. It's up, and that's a swish. So she knocks one down. It's 8-7. Johnson Brock with the lead. One for forward line now for Cassie Knippelmeyer. Freeman going to play for a final shot. Here's 16 seconds up. No shot clock. Off the left side, Borenpohl. Right side of the floor, back in the middle, Mailer over to Borenpohl, set shot, three ball, missed everything. The ball is saved in by the Falcons, two on the clock at midcourt, it's away, and it's off the glass by Knippelmeyer. No good after one, it is Johnson Brock Eagles 8, Freeman 7, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8-7, Johnson Brock with the lead after one period here tonight at the Beatrice City Auditorium, our premier sponsors for the broadcast, include Community Insurance Group, Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, Sterling, and Blue Valley Door. They're your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, as well as gutters. All right, it's Johnson Brock basketball to start period number two. Off the right side they go. Give the ball up there for Parent. Now to Pelican. Pelican down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up and in, but it will not count. There's a foul before the shot. That was a tough shot she made. Foul will go against Andin Borenpohl, her first. Team foul number one of the quarter. Johnson Brock will inbound. It comes into Knippelmeyer. She stands beyond the arc. Now drives into the paint, left hand up and got it. Tough shot that goes in. Her first field goal, and it is now 10-7, Johnson Brock. To the front court we go. Borenpohl with it, back out to the top to Wallman. Wallman holds the basketball, passes off left side again to Andin Borenpohl. Borenpohl goes right side for Grace Mensel, who's in the contest. Drive down the lane, blocked away nicely by Barron. Outlet for Pelican, one on three, heads to the hoop, and the ball stripped away. Hustling back there, the Falcons, and knocking it away was Shiloh Wallman. From the baseline, it'll be Pelican to inbound the ball. She looks in, oh, there's a foul. Oh my, no, they didn't call a foul. They came in with the basketball to Kinley Weiss, and she got, I thought, pushed in the back. And agreeing with me on that thought process was Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, who talks to the officials. He walks by and turns around, smiles, comes back to his bench. Turnover against Johnson Brock. Here's a 12-foot jumper on the left side. No good by Grace Mensel. Rebound handed up. And again, it's going to be a Knippelmeyer with the rebound. Up the floor she goes. Now to a double team to Weiss. Now a reach-in foul called on the Falcons. Let's see who they got this time. 23 again. That's going to be Andy Bornhold's second foul. Team foul number two on the quarter. Bornhold comes out. Savannah Mayer, a starter, back in. She's a junior with a couple of triples in that first quarter. Bring the ball in. Go to the left side. Faking the three is Weiss. Out top to Nippelmeyer. She fakes. Gives to Pelican. Daisy drives in and a reach-in foul called on Shiloh Wallman. No. 10? 10, not 20. Okay, Grace Menzel with the foul. Her second. Third foul of the quarter. We only played a minute 15 here. Inbound, off the baseline, driving into the paint and trying to scoop it up and in is Knippelmeyer. Blocked and taken away by Mailer. Quickly up the floor the other way we go. It's going to be Freeman basketball. They give the ball back to Mailer now. She'll pass down to the right side wing. Three ball up, in and out. No good by Menzel. Now we've got a scramble. We've got a held ball. Johnson Brock caught it. Coach Dahlenhaus calls timeout. He saves the possession. 10-7 Johnson Brock. We return after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here. It is 10-7. Johnson Brock with the lead. Eagles have the basketball after the rebound and up the floor with it. Comes Kinley Weiss off the right side. Daly Pelican. Daly a junior. She's a 3-year starter already. Off to Knippelmeyer, driving in. Looking. Now she throws it toward the hoop. No good. Rebound batted around and controlled by Savannah Mailer. Mailer ahead and it's stolen by Weiss. Lost her balance, lost the ball. It's Freeman ball. Now they give it to Mailer at the top of the key. Three ball on the rim. No. Rebound controlled by Schaff. Back in the middle to Mailer. Back out top. Left side making a right side. Wallman will come all the way out to near midcourt and reset the offense. Freeman down by three. 5.5 to play here in the first half at Beatrice City Auditorium. Off the right side, holding the basketball, now starting to move with it. Wallman picks up her dribble, gives the ball off to Johansson. Back it goes. Johansson, left side wing, into the paint, gives the ball away there to Schaff, and a drive down the lane, and a whistle, and a blocking foul will put Shiloh Wallman at the line to shoot a pair. Foul on the Eagles will go against Emily Boyne. Emily picks up her first foul. First foul of the quarter against the Eagles. At the line, Wallman, ready, set, won't go. She'll get another one here. Right now, 1-for-5 is Freeman at the line. Into the game, Ruby Gravatt with two fouls for Johnson Brock. Out comes Emily Boyd. Wait a minute. We got blood. Okay, Kinley Weiss. She went down over here on that side a little bit ago, and she hit her knee on the floor, and we have a little blood dripping down, so she's going to go down and get that wrapped up and cleaned up. Second free throw up, second one good, and it's now 10-8. Johnson Brock with the lead. 5:15 to go in the half. Up the floor, it goes quickly the other way now into Knippelmeyer. Good drive on the left wing, give the ball up there to Gravatt. Ruby with a baseball pass across the floor now to Eggers. Eggers to Pelican. Around two defenders over the front end. Off the glass for two. Daly Pelican with a nice move and a good shot. 12-8 Johnson Brock. They're up by four. Mailer at the other end. Fake the three. Here comes the ball my way. Didn't get up on the stage. But it gets between the bench and the scorer's table. It's Eagle ball after the turnover. Timeout called by the Falcons. They trail at 12-8. We're back in 30 seconds on KTN. Excuse me, I'm mixed up on Sunny 101.3.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions. so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor, our presenter, premier sponsor, I include AgWest Community Commodities. Your marketing partner since 1999, that's AgWest Commodities and Warren Marks for Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. Thank these sponsors for making all of our broadcasts possible throughout the season. Our premier sponsor, this Medeca's tournament going on through Saturday. Johnson Brock basketball with a 12-8 lead, 4:45 to go in the first half. Daly Pelican looking, now dribbles, heads in, cuts back, cross court, now over to go to Knippelmeyer. The Barons skip it back, Pelican goes up the ladder to get it, figures. Now a three ball from the left side, no good, Knippelmeyer. Rebound to the Falcons, on the run the other way is Verhoeven. Dishes left wing. A drive and a layup coming in there from left side for Kyla Wallman. She's got her first field goal, and it is now 12-10. Johnson Brock on the offensive end, Knippelmeyer. They run a little weave out top. Pelican three ball short off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up, and here comes Vera, who's on the run the other way. Leaves it back for Wallman, who drives, shoots, scores, and we are tied. She's got five in the quarter. Five in the game, and it's 12-12 at the 3:50 mark. Our third tie of the ball game. In the middle, dish the ball, handing it off. Barrett gets it away to Pelican, drives to the right side to Eggers. Back to Pelican, three ball on the rim, won't go. Rebound tip by Johnson Brock, they can't control it. Out of there comes Verhoeven with the basketball. Moves the ball to the left side, over it goes to the wing to Wallman again. Now in the left corner, three ball up, too strong, no good by Verhoeven. Rebound Mailer from 18, no. Rebound to Hayden Shaft for the Falcons. Out to Mailer for three on the rim, no. Another offensive rebound. Shaft with it, throws out toward midcourt. Mailer controls it, gives the ball up. Johnson Brock needs to get some rebounds here. Can't give up that many. Down the right side, Mailer. Back to the left side of the floor, Wallman beyond the arc, out top. Into the middle it goes, and a spin move away, shot no good by Schaff. Rebound to the Falcons, a whistle and a foul. That foul is going to be, that's on Lauren Barron's 14, not 12, okay. I'm afraid it was going to be on Ruby Gravatt in her third, but no, it's on Barron's first second. 2:47 to go in the period. Johnson Brock, both teams making substitutions here. Hornpole back in for Freeman. Pelican underneath, on Josie Studdite now for Johnson Brock in the defense. Here's a three ball left side. No good by Vera. We got a push foul on Pelican. Daly is going, looked over to Coach Donner. I said, what did I do, Coach? He says, it's okay. So it is either before or they're not shooting. Might have been before the shot even got off. So Freeman ball in a tie ball game with 2:35 to go in half number one. Semifinals, A division, Medeca's tournament number 97. Here is a pass to the left side and a three ball up and a three ball down for Shiloh Wallman. She's got eight all here in the second quarter. And it's 15-12, the lead to Freeman. To the front court, comes Johnson Brock in the hands of Lauren Behrens. Out to Daly Pelican, drives to the baseline, and a push foul. Boy, I thought that was close. It could have been charging instead. It is a foul on Shiloh Wallman. Her second, team foul number four on Freeman. Back in the game for the Eagles. For the Falcons, Alicia Johansson. From the baseline, bring it in. Knippelmeyer down the lane, up and good. It's set on the back flat iron and then fell in the hole. And it's 15-14, Freeman. front we go. In the paint, shot up high, arcing shot off the glass, and in for Grace Menzel, the junior, makes it 17-14. Freeman with the lead, up the floor. Johnson Brock driving will be Kinley Weiss. She takes the ball to the left side for Studite. Josie dishes the ball off, and a whistle and a foul on the Falcons. Alicia Johansson picks up her second. Five players for the Falcons have two fouls each so far. At the line for Johnson Brock to shoot a pair. Free throw up and short, no good. I believe that is Josie Studite. Yep, Josie has long, beautiful hair that hangs right over her number in the back. Can't see it. All right, there. Free throw up and off the back, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Johnson Brock. Picked off there by the by Behrens. Now a three-pointer left side, too strong by Knippelmeyer. Rebound grabbed by Schaff. Schaff to Bierhusen. Pushes it ahead on the right side wing. Back out it goes to Mailer. Cross-court pass tipped away by Daly Pelican. It will be Freeman ball. Falcons have it right in front of the Johnson Brock bench on the left side. They go toward the north bucket here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Give the ball up now for Thornpole. Here's a three ball from Bierhusen, short off the front edge. Rebound, touched last by Mailer, who couldn't get a handle on the basketball. It bounces away from her, goes out of bounds, and the Eagles have it with 1 minute to go in the first half. Coming up the floor with the basketball now will be Johnson Brock. Kinley Weiss goes left side to Pelican. Daly drives down, dishes out right side, faking the three, and traveling is called. Trying to get moving toward the hoop of Lauren Behrens after she faked the three, but she got the feet moving before the ball hit the deck. Back in is Shiloh Wallman for Freeman. 8 points all here in the second quarter. They have scored 10. She has 8 of them. Grace Menzel has the other 2 here in the second period. Mailer with a couple of triples in the first quarter. Here's a 3 ball to the right side. No good by Walden. Rebound out of there from Lauren Behrens. Behrens ahead to Daly Pelican. 27. Shot clock the second faster of the game clock. Here, no, it's the other way around. Not sure why the shot clock is on. 18 seconds on the second half, second quarter. Now Weiss moves up the floor, and an offensive foul, an illegal screen set by the Eagles. The foul will go on Lauren Behrens, and that's her third. That one hurts. Her third foul. It's team foul number 4 of the quarter. Don't want to pick up a cheap third foul. She did what she was supposed to do, but she was moving. And here comes Freeman with a chance to extend the lead. 8 on the clock. Right side with it. Wallman dishing over to left side. 3 ball up, in and out. No good by Menzel. Rebound coming down and rolls out of bounds on the far sideline. After one half, it is the Freeman Falcons 17 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 14. 17-14. Freeman's Falcons with the lead over Johnson Brock in the girls' A division semifinal. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back and give you the first half scoring coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Worry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Worry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Worry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats, Find us in Cable Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we welcome you back here to the Atra City Auditorium. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. All right, in the first half, the scoring goes like this. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles, it is Cassie Knippelmeyer leading the way with 5 points. Daly Pelican has four more for Lauren Behrens, and one for Kinley Weiss for the Eagles' total of 14. They went 2 of 8 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. Three fouls on Lauren Behrens and two on Ruby Gravatt for Johnson-Brock. For the Freeman Falcons, they are led by Shiloh Wallman. She had 8 points all in the second quarter. Savannah Mailer has six. She made a couple of triples in the first quarter. And we have 2 points for Grace Menzel and one for Brooklyn Beerhusen. They are 2 of 6 at the line in the first half are the Freeman Falcons. They have 5 players with 2 fouls apiece. Brooklyn Beerhusen, Alicia Johansson, Grace Menzel, Shiloh Wallman, and Bornholt, all with 2 fouls apiece. They went, as I said, 2 for 6 at the free throw line. We had 3 ties and 3 lead changes in the first half of the ball game here this evening in the first half between Johnson-Brock and Freeman. Earlier today, over on KTNC, our sister station, it was what turned out to be a very tight ball game, won by Tri-County over Sacred Heart. Final score 50-47. 50-47 the final. Sacred Heart led by Avery Santo. She had 6 triples in the game and 20 points. 11 for Daisy Witt in the game. Allie Jones had 6 points and 14 rebounds. By my count, Bailey Lemeron had 8 tonight for the Irish. Tri-County led by Isabel Peters. She had 10 in the ballgame. And Clara Schinelli, who had 13, the freshman off the bench, leading the scoring with 13 points. Sacred Heart will play for third place in the tournament action. That game will come up tomorrow. In the girls' third place game, Sacred Heart will play at 5 o'clock here at the auditorium against the loser of tonight's Freeman Johnson Brock game. You'll hear that game on Sunny 101.3. And don't forget, we've got boys action coming up here later tonight on Sunny 101.3. We will have Johnson Brock taking on Extra Million Friend. And over on KTNC in the late game night at 8:15, it's the Southern Raiders taking on Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, check the weather, hear from our sponsors. We'll be back with the start of the second half coming up on Sunny 101.3.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for new decade, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner, proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest!
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Worry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Worry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Worry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm Weatherology Meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a couple of isolated showers possible. Might even see one or two snowflakes mixing in. A low temperature around 30 degrees with winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday looks partly sunny with a high temperature in the upper 30s and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday night, cloudy with temperatures dipping back to around 12 degrees and northwest winds at 15 to 30. Saturday, partly sunny with high temperatures in the upper teens and northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Sunday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the lower 40s with west winds at 10 to 20. Monday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the upper 20s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday looks sunny, with high temperatures around 40 degrees. That's your latest forecast. I'm Weatherology Meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemaha County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemaha County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're ready to go in the second half here tonight at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Our halftime recap is brought to you by Highland Community College. And we are underway here, and a shot inside, no good, by the Falcons. Shot put up there by Alicia Johansson. And a foul on the rebound is going to be called against Johnson Brock, and they call it on Lauren Bear. They say that's her third, which we had a third earlier. Well, whatever. I guess that's good for Johnson Brock. That's just now her third. Savannah Mailer at the line, shooting two. She makes the first one to make it 18-14 and misses the second one. Johnson Brock basketball down by four. First minute of the third quarter underway. Pelican off the right side, hands the basketball away, gets it back, comes left side for Knippelmeyer, swinging around, now it's zoned by Falcons, try to make Johnson Brock shoot out of that zone, or shoot over it. That is not necessarily the Eagles' strong suit, is shooting from the outside. Moving with the basketball around the right side is Kinley Weiss, and she gets fouled. A blocking foul will go on Brooklyn Berry, and that's her third foul. First foul of the half on Freeman. She'll have to come out. Senior leader for the Falcons, and she'll be replaced by Grace Menzel. Bring the ball in the left side. Three ball, too strong by Knippelmeyer. Held ball on the rebound, tying up there for Josie Studdite for Johnson Brock, and the Eagles will get it on the alternating possession here. Pelican to trigger in her, but in the corner of the lane for the Eagles. Oh, she needs help. Gets it in, and it's Kinley Weiss with it. Shook it over to Knippelmeyer on the near left side. Back to the right now with it. Pelican goes inside to Studdite, and the ball knocked loose out of bounds by the Falcons. So the Falcons on the defense here with quick hands there. Knock the ball away. And now it's going to be Pelican inbounded again. This one comes in a little easier to go back. And there's that very famous short sideline here at Beatrice City Auditorium. It's just the inch and a half or 2-inch line. And the players oftentimes step on that, not realizing they're out of bounds. There's a great big different car line out to the side, and it gets confusing, I think. You don't necessarily know where you're at all the time. So the Eagles turn it over. Here's a three-pointer at the other end. Up in the right corner, no good. Pelican, the weak side rebound off the miss by Wallman, ahead to Knippelmeyer, and she will be fouled on the little attempt from just inside the block on the left side. Foul will go on and in the foreign pole. Her third foul for the Falcons, second team foul, and Knippelmeyer at the line. She gets set. She fires, and it's in and out. All fighting to get in there, and it just wouldn't go. Johnson Brock, 2 for 9 at the line. Checking out, Bornpole replaced in the lineup now by Hayden Schaff. And ready to go again with a second free throw here. On the way up, and there. That's a good one. Knippelmeyer now with 6 points in the game, and it's 18-15, post-game. Three lead changes, three ties so far, all back in the first half. Mailer, right side elbow, back out top to Wallman. Wallman scored 8 in the second quarter. Inside out, they get it off to Mailer on the left side wing. She brings it back out to the top to Wallman. Wallman splits two defenders with a pass. It's knocked away down low. Stolen by Johnson Brock, and as the Eagles head up the floor, foul will be called. Kinley Weiss fouled. Knocked. She's bloodied in the first half, but she tore up a knee. Tore it open a little bit. Was bleeding. This foul will go on Hayden Schaff. That's her first. Third foul of the quarter on Freeman. Now it'll be Weiss off to Knippelmeyer in the paint, down the lane, high off the glass, too strong. She got her own miss back, goes to the layup, fouled, no good, but she'll go to the line again. Foul on Grace Menzel, that's her third foul. They're stacking up fouls like cordwood here in this third period. 4 already, we haven't played 2 minutes. Knippelmeyer at the line, the Eagles need to make him pay. Free throw on the way up, and good, switch. 2 in a row, and we get a 2-point ball game. 18-16. Second one on the way. In a moment. Menzel out of the game now with 3 fouls. Free throw up and good. Knocking down 3 in a row is Cassie Knippelmeyer. And we've got a 1-point ball game. 18-17. The 6-minute mark of the third quarter. Right side, Wallman drives up, pulls up, up and under, and he counts it a foul. She slung that one up there from the bottom, and the foul on Johnson Brock Cole is going to be on Ruby Gravatt. Her third, foul number 2, so Johnson Brock now has 2 players with 3 fouls each. The bucket for Wallman is good. That puts her in double figures with 10, she'll have a chance at a three-point play. Lead is 3. She can make it 4 with the freebie. Up, off the mark, no good. Rebound coming down to Kniffelmeyer. Cassie, she'll bring it herself up the floor now. Working the ball ahead to Weiss. Back, they play catch with it. Now to the right side, Pelican. Fake, skips it over. Weiss moves. Now, oh, fake to Pelican. Now Weiss for 3 on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed by Emily Bowling. Emily gets it out of there, and her pass is tipped away. Out of bounds by Wallman. And it's going to be Freeman. No, it's going to be Josh Brockbassel. That's what I meant. Freeman knocked that out of bounds. Johnson Brock boys, they'll be playing here later on tonight. We'll have that game for you on Sunny as well. Now inside, ball knocked away. Quick hands working around with her feet. Alicia Johansson moved her feet, was able to reach around and knock the entry pass away. So Pelican will inbound to the baseline, get it into Kniffelmeyer. Cassie looked for help off to Pelican, wanted to shoot, couldn't. Weiss fakes out to Pelican again. Long 3, and it's off the mark, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Coach Dellinghaus talking to the officials. He goes by, and they're both smiling. Something to bet, oh man, he goes, do you believe that one? Here we go, I saw the other official. Not necessarily unhappy, just talking to them as they go by. We come the other way now, Freeman ball, Shiloh Wallman with it. Johnson Brock in a 1-2-2 zone, it appears. Out on the right side now with it. Mailer looking. Dishes it away. Now Harms, Brenna Harms in the ballgame, a freshman. And now Mailer shot blocked, taken down by Johnson Brock. And now it's going to be free throws as the foul is going to be called on Alicia Johansson, blocking the offensive player for Johnson Brock as she got the rebound, put it on the deck to start up the floor. But Johnson Brock's going to be shooting free throws with the foul for the next 4 minutes and 39 seconds. For a 20-17, and at the line, Cassie Kniffelmeyer. 8 points in the game. Sophomore sets, fires, got it. Start with 3 misses. Now made 1, 2, 3, 4. Now made 5 on the night. Found the range a little bit. See if she can keep it going. It's on the way up, and it's good again. Swish, swish. She made 5 in a row now, and it's a 1-point ball game. 20-19. Timeout. Freeman. They lead it 20-19. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Beatrice City Auditorium across the street in the B Division semis after 1. Del Rodell leads Pawnee City 10-4. Here we go, Freeman basketball in the front court. Now take the ball around the right side. Back out. Out of the top. Mailer with it. Gets the ball away to Harms. Brenna Harms. Gives it up, driving down, and spearing it through traffic, and that's her first 2 for the night. She's got 3, and the lead is 22-19. Freeman, 4:05 to go in the third, out top with it. Kniffelmeyer, her and Pelican play catch. Bailey with it, bounce pass inside, and a shot up, no good by Josie Studdite, and the ball ricochets off of the Falcons out of bounds. Johnson Brock ball underneath their own hoop. Update now, halftime. Dillardell 14, Pawnee City 12. That's halftime, 14-12. Cross-court pass on the inbound. 3 ball, no good by Kniffelmeyer. Rebound grabbed up by Studite. Give it to Knippelmeyer. Shoots and scores. She comes around to the left side of the floor. Hits about a 12-foot jumper from the wing. She's got a dozen now. And we've got a one-point ball game again. 22-21. Ball loose on the far end. It'll remain with Freeman. 12 points for Knippelmeyer, 3 hoops, and the rest of the free throw line. So inbound it will be the Falcons with 3:35 to go in the third. In the middle to Mailer at the free throw line. Dishes the ball off now to Shiloh Wallman. Wallman will hold off the right side, give the ball up, and it's going to be Beerhusen. Pass it back over to the left side. Now it gives the ball down to Brenna Harms. Harms baseball pass across. Beerhusen had to back up and able to get back far enough to get a hold of the basketball. Right side down in the corner now to Schaff. Schaff. Dish inside. Mailer up and the right block turned and will be fouled by Johnson Brock. This foul on Josie Studheit. Her first foul, number 3 of the quarter. Mailer at the line where she's 1 for 2, has 7 points in the game, a couple of triples back in the first quarter. The free throw is good. 23-21. The Falcons lead coming in on the next break and in Bornpole. Free throw no, comes up long, picked up by Kinley Weiss. Sophomore heads up the floor. Now ball knocked away loose, and it's going to remain with the Eagles on the offensive end. Out goes Beerhusen with 3 fouls with 3 minutes to go. In comes Hornpole with 3 fouls with 3 minutes to go. Eagle ball. They'll bring it back for it. Now start up the floor. In the game for Johnson Brock, Ayla Eggers. Play catch out top. Now right side Pelican against the zone defense. Eggers. Cross court. Knippelmeyer in the corner. Now that's Knippelmeyer. And now up. No good. Oh, and Eggers may call for a foul here. The rebound. Picked up by Freeman. By Hayden Schaff. Eggers jumped up, tried to steal it, ran into her. And that's 14 fouls this quarter on Johnson Brock. The next one will put Falcons in the bonus. Both teams zoned up defensively here, trying to make the other team shoot the three. Not a strong suit for either team, and here's a 3 ball on the way. Too strong by Wallman. Got her own rebound on the follow. No, got it again. Puts it up and puts it in. Wallman with Shiloh Wallman with 2 offensive rebounds. Gets the basket. Foul on Johnson Brock, Josie Studheit, her second, team foul number 5. Wallman now with 10. Free throw coming up here. Now she's got 12. Missed the free throw. And it's 25-21. Freeman on the defense, zoned up. Johnson Brock, right side, Kinley Weiss. Pelican, long three from the top. Too strong, rebound to Kinley Weiss. Weiss turns, spins off the glass, won't go. Rebound picked out of there by Schaff, and here comes Freeman looking to extend a 4-point lead. They led earlier in this game. Have to look at my numbers here again. Mailer with it. Dishes off. He gets it right back. 3 ball, right side, up and good. Mailer with 11. And the lead now is 7. 28-21 at the 1:35 mark of the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
28-21, Freeman has extended their lead out as we near the end of the third quarter. Minute 35 to go in this period. Johnson Brock will bring it in. Daly Pelican coming up the floor with it. Left side. Now a lob pass across. Three ball Pelican after the skip pass. In and out. Wood to go. Nice play set up there. Coach Dahlenau has got him in the huddle. Gave him the play. Just about made it work, but not quite. On the left side wing, Schaff gets it away at the free throw line. Now takes the pass back. Pass in the middle. Tip stolen away. Coming out with it, Cassie Knippelmeyer. Quickly up the floor. Passes off. Gets it right back. Long three. Buries it. She's got 15 in the ball game, and now it's 28-24. Johnson Brock trailing by four. That's 7-point deficit, the biggest in the ball game so far. Johnson Brock led by as many as four earlier. There we go. Now the front court again. 20 on the shot clock, 36 on the game clock in the third quarter. Mailer moves down, dishes the ball out, pass to the middle. Wallman had it knocked away, stolen, and a scramble for the loose ball. Out of bounds, off of the Falcons. Good hustle by Knippelmeyer over there on the front. No, that's Kinley Bice. They both are about the same size and have long hair ponytails. And they look very similar when you're sitting up here on the stage. All right, Knippelmeyer thought about it, loaded it up, but didn't take the three ball. Over to Pelican. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side, Kinley Bice. Dishes off, gets it back. Seven, Pelican with it. Out to Bice for three. Too strong, and the ball will go out of bounds over on the far side with a tenth of a second to go here. In quarter number three, Johnson Brock will finish the quarter with 24. And Freeman, not going to do anything with it. They outscore the Eagles 11-10 in this third quarter. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, one quarter to go here. It's a 4-point lead for the Freeman Falcons over Johnson Brock. It's Eagle basketball to start this fourth quarter. To the front court with the basketball. Come the Eagles out of the right side to Pelican. Pelican plays catch with Knippelmeyer. Down in the corner, too tall on the pass. Off the fingertips, out of bounds. They tried to get down there to Lauren Barron. Barons and Rabat, three fouls apiece for Johnson Brock for the Falcons. One, two, three, four players with three fouls each at this point. Well, as they get more, we'll tell you about it. Here's Mailer at the other end. She leads the way with 11 points. Shoots for three, no. Rebound, offense, put it up, put it down. And a foul on Ruby Gravatt, her fourth, first foul of the quarter. Bucket by Alicia Johansson, her first of the ball game. It's now 30-24. Free throw won't go. Offensive rebound to Mailer. Her pass is tipped. It gets away to Grace Menzel. Menzel will give it to Verhoeven. Brooklyn Verhoeven, senior, handles the basketball out top. Works around the perimeter. Gets the ball back. They go high post for Johansson. Back out top. Verhoeven, Mailer for three. Short. Rebound down to Knippelmeyer. 6-point deficit for the Eagles as they come up the floor now. 1 minute gone by in the fourth. Freeman zoned up as they have been all night, trying to make the Eagles shoot from the outside. Takes the ball to Pelican at the top. Back over right side now, Kinley Vice. Pelican bounces it in, a paint shot from the top of the key for three. Daly Pelican with seven. The lead is cut in half. Here's a steal by the Eagles. 30-27, a layup at the other end. Good by Kinley Vice. Vice with their first field goal has 3 points. All of a sudden, we got a 1-point ball game at the 6:20 mark of the fourth quarter. Take the ball to the right side. Mailer looking from the right elbow. Cross court, skip it over there to Menzel. Menzel dishes off, gets it back, goes in the corner. They try to get it inside. Now a bounce pass in to Johansson. Back out Verhoeven. 3-pointer straight up off the rim. No. Rebound knocked away from the Falcons. And here come the Eagles with a chance to take the lead. Pelican cruising in. Dishes right side off the glass. No good by Knippelmeyer. Foul on the rebound. We got bodies stacked up all over the floor out here on top of the basketball as well. And the foul, is going to be on Ruby Gravatt, and that's her fifth. Ruby got tangled up in that pile of bodies, and she fouls out with 5:44 to go in the ball game. She comes over to the coaching staff and says, "What? I didn't think I fouled her." But Johnson Brock loses one of their starters to fouls. 5:39 to play. Right side, 1-point lead for the Falcons. We had three lead changes, three ties, all in the first half. Freeman has led since the second quarter. With it, far left side, Wallman looks. Top, Verhoeven, back to Wallman, too tall, out of bounds. Eagles basketball with 5:22 left to go. Our presenting sponsors, premier sponsors, include AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999. Eagle basketball. Pelican drives to the paint between two defenders. High arcing shot. Won't go in the rebound to the Falcons. Verhoeven on the run. Johnson Brock with her back turned. Mailer for three on the rim. Won't go from the right side of the circle. Rebound ripped down by Verhoeven. And we got a blocking foul. Other also premier sponsor tonight, where he works for agent Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. Foul on the Eagles, Josie Stedheit, her third, second foul of the quarter. Timeout, Johnson Brock, their second, and we'll be back in a 1-point ball game after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Beatrice City Auditorium. It is 30-29. The Freeman Falcons lead the Johnson Brock Eagles by one. 4:55 to go here in this fourth quarter. All right. Inbounding from the baseline will be Freeman. They try to get it inside quickly to Johansson, and she can't make the catch. The Eagles steal it away, and a foul on Brooklyn Verhoeven of Freeman. Her fourth, team foul number one of the quarter on Freeman. 3 fouls so far this quarter on Johnson Brock. There we go. Shot up, no good by Weiss. Rebound grabbed up down there by Josie Studdite off to Knippelmeyer. She can't hit for three. And the rebound to Freeman. And here they come with 4.5 to play. Up by one to the front court of the basketball. And in Bornhole. Now Mailer with it. Mailer dishes off, gets it right back. We'll swing the ball to the far side of the floor, the left side, as they go toward the south bucket, left to right as we watch it here from the stage at the Akron City Auditorium. Here's a jump ball. Held ball will stay on the Freeman end. That's okay. It will be the Jeagles ball next time. Ready to go here. Alternating possession belongs to the Freeman Falcons. Bring the ball in. And we've got a whistle and a foul. It's going to put Freeman at the line. Foul on Johnson Brock on Daly Pelican. Daly's second. Foul number 4. So they were trying to shoot it. At the line is Wallman. 12 points, and this one's off the mark, no good. She's 1-for-5 at the line so far tonight in the ball game. The lead is 1 with 4:04 to play. Second one up, rattles home and falls in, and it's a 2-point game, 31-29. 4 minutes to go. Left side with the basketball, Josie Studdite. A tie for 2, a long ball for 3 in the lead. It's on the way short off the mark by Knippelmeyer. And up the floor on the run comes Grace Menzel. Stopped at the free throw line, nearly traveled, loose ball, and it's out of bounds, and it's off the Freeman Falcons. The Eagles will get it back. Here we go. Eagles to the front court, down by a pair. Take it left side, down to the left side corner, 3 ball up, off the rim, no good by Studdite. Rebound, tipped out of there, Pelican gets it, inside Knippelmeyer, backing in, spin, shoots on the rim, no, rolls across. Rebound to Mailer for Freeman. Mailer on the move the other way. Now we come back up the floor. And a ball stolen away by Daly Pelican as she heads up the floor. She's fouled. Team foul number 2 on Freeman. Good for them. That's only 2 team fouls here in the third quarter, but it's the 4th on Grace Menzel. She's got 4. Brooklyn Verusen has 4. 3 each for Alicia Johansson and in Bornhole for Freeman. To the front. With it, Kinley Weiss passes off, gets it back, open up for 3, got it, and Johnson Brock will take the lead on a Kinley Weiss triple with 2:42 to go in the ball game. Here we go the other way now, Johnson Brock up 32-31. Coming the other way, Weiss with that 3-pointer gives Johnson Brock the lead for the first time this half. Mailer for 3, got it, and we're going the other way with the lead now. 5th lead change. Mailer, 14 in the game, and it's 34-32. The Eagles trailing by 2 now with 2:09 to go. And it's going to be down the lane a drive. Knippelmeyer can't connect. Rebound to the Falcons, coming out with it. Shaft, loose ball picked up. Knippelmeyer everywhere. Picks it up, looks for help to Weiss. Triple from the top. Got it again. Kinley Weiss with back-to-back triples. And the Eagles claim the lead again. 35-34. 1:50 to go in quarter number four. Timeout back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Doors here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Doors located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Kinley Weiss, pretty quiet throughout the evening. 1 point on a free throw back in the first quarter. In the fourth quarter, she's made a two and a pair of threes. Each of those threes giving her team the lead. One with 2:42 to go in the ball game. The other one with 1:50 to go in the ball game. In the middle of that, Savannah Mailer hit a triple to give Freeman the lead back. Now it's a 1 point advantage for Johnson Brock. 30 seconds up on the shot clock as they come to the front court with the basketball. Wallman. Wallman had a big first half. Now a drive into the middle. They throw it up. No, and a rebound. A fight for it, and it goes off the Falcons. Right in the middle of the action again, Knippelmeyer and Barron for Johnson Brock. All of our games, of course, live on the MSC Sports Radio Network, on the app, MSC News, MSCSports.net. Tune us in worldwide. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Here we go, Pelican left side, 20 on the shot clock, 1:16 in the game. With it on the right side, Gravatt back out top now. Now to the right side, Pelican at the wing. Gives the ball away to Studheit. Studheit gives it. Lauren Barron. Barron gives the ball to Knippelmeyer. Fires from 15. No. Rebound. Freeman had it. And, oh, hitting it last was Johnson Brock. The ball ricocheting off about three players. Unfortunately, two of them were Eagles that time for the Johnson Brock band. 56 seconds to go. 35-second shot clock we play with nowadays in high school basketball. Here we go, a one-point advantage, Johnson Brock. They're on the defense now. With it, Wallman down the lane. Shot clock, no, a whistle and a foul. At the line will be the Freeman Falcons with 41 seconds to go. Foul on Cassie Knippelmeyer, her first of the game. Team foul number 5 of the quarter. Wallman at the line to shoot two. 1 for 2 here in the fourth quarter. Sets. Fires. Too strong. Johnson Brock by 1. 41 and a half seconds. Game time to go. Ready again. Shiloh Wallman, the junior. She sets. Two players back deep for Freeman. Up. Short. No good. Rebound. Pelican takes it away from two Falcons and then gets fouled. That's only the third team foul. Good job there. Good sportsmanship. Brooklyn Verhoeven, the foul. That's her fifth. She fouls out. She had 3 points in the first quarter and has not scored again. She fouls out of the game. The senior gone. That's only the third team foul of the quarter. So Freeman may get a situation where they have to foul her. They got one to give before it's bonus time. Now it's Knippelmeyer out top. There's the first one. Knippelmeyer fouled at midcourt. The foul by Shiloh Wallman. Her third, team foul number 4. Johnson Brock was 7 for 14 in the game through three quarters at the line. Full timeout called with 31 seconds to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go Ag West. Sunny 101.3.
side, 31.1 seconds to go. Johnson Brock girls, 35. Freeman Falcons, 34. Class in A division, Medeca's tournament semifinals. The winner moves on to the Friday night championship. Loser plays for third tomorrow. Two teams have not met yet this year. The next foul by Freeman will put Johnson Brock at the free throw line to shoot a pair. Inbounding from in front of their bench. Get it in to Cassie Knippelmeyer. Up the floor. Double team. That's close to over and back. Timeout, Coach Dollinghouse. He had to save that one, and I think he might have taken. Oh, boy, they're wanting over and back called. It was very close. Full timeout. It was not over and back in the official's estimation. We'll keep it here this time. Both teams with one timeout left. 25 seconds to go. And we got a wild one going here. All right, 35-34. All right, out of the huddle comes Freeman. Our premier sponsor for these broadcasts, the 97th Annual Medeca Tournament, Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Ag West Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999. Corey Morse, Region, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. All right, let's set it up. Johnson Brock will have the ball just across midcourt, front court. Pelican can go backcourt. Looking to go backcourt to Knippelmeyer and fouled immediately by Alicia Johansson, her fourth team foul, number five in the quarter. 24 seconds to go. Two free throws for Cassie Knippelmeyer. Cassie with 15 points in the ball game has not scored here in the fourth quarter. The Eagles have three pointers and a two-pointer here in the fourth quarter. Up, good. That makes it a two-point game, 36-34, 24 seconds to go. Second one for Knippelmeyer on the way. It is up. It is off the back. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Morenhol. Two to tie, three to win. Timeout with 20 seconds to go. Called by Freeman. A trail by two, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Worry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Worry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Worry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
20.3 seconds to go. Freeman Falcons basketball. Front court, far side. Both teams in the bonus. Johnson Brock, one timeout left. Freeman with none. Here we go. Freeman takes it to the backcourt to Silo Wallman. Wallman has had a big game. 13 points. Now to Mailer. She's had a bigger game. She's got 14. Driving down back to Mailer for three. It's up. It's good! It's good with 5 seconds to go. And the Falcons reclaim the lead. 37-36. Oh, my. Mailer with the triple has 17 in the game. She and Knippelmeyer and Weiss going back and forth here. The three-pointer is coming with 4 seconds to go. Johnson Brock takes their last time out. Oh, what a heartbreaker for Johnson Brock if they can't come up with a score here. Any foul puts them at the line for two. 37-36. That is lead change number seven. the fourth quarter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 here in the fourth quarter. So that's 8 lead changes. Coach Lucas Dolanow drawing up the play. 4.8 seconds on the clock. The Eagles have to go full court here to get it up the floor. Knippelmeyer has 16 points in the ball game. Oh, those missed free throws through the game for Johnson Brock. Well, they've actually done better than Freeman. Nobody any timeouts left. Triggering in will be Lauren Behrens. They're getting into the free throw line. Pelican 3-2 across midcourt. Up the floor, and she gets bumped. She goes down, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's Falcons ball with 4/10 of a second to go. Unfortunate, they couldn't get up the floor to get a shot off, and the Falcons will inbound it, and they win it. Final score, 37-36. Heartbreaker for Johnson Brock as they fall to 10-5 on the year. The Falcons advance in the title game at 10-2 with a 37-36 win. We'll be back and wrap it up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Doors, located in Beatrice, but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for New Decade, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner. Proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium, where the Freeman Falcon girls have just knocked off the Johnson Brock Eagles by a final score of 37-36. Johnson Brock outscoring the Falcons 22-20 in the second half, but they trailed at half 17-14 by three. In the final 2 minutes and 42 seconds, we had four lead changes, and we had 4 3-point baskets made in those final 2:42 as the lead seesawed back and forth. Final dagger for Johnson Brock was a 3-pointer by Savannah Mailer, the junior, who finished with 17 points to lead the Falcons. Shiloh Wallman had 13 points for the Falcons. After that, Brooklyn Beerhusen had 3 and 2 each for Alicia Johansson and Grace Menzel. Falcons went 5 of 17 at the free throw line. For Johnson Brock in the ball game, they are led by Cassie Knippelmeyer. The sophomore had 16 points in the ball game. 16 points in the game. She led the way. 9 for Kinley Weiss. She scored 8 of those in the fourth quarter, including 2 3-pointers to give her team the lead on back-to-back baskets, coming with 2:42 to go in the game and 1:50 to go in the game. Each of those buckets gave her squad the lead, but they couldn't hang on. Lauren Behrens had 4, Bailey Pelican had 7, Johnson Brock went 8-for-16 at the free throw line in the ball game in this contest. So again, 37-36, your final score in this one. Freeman with the win over Johnson Brock. Wow, what a ball game. What a terrific ball game. Both teams struggled shooting it off and on, but they heated up in that final 3 minutes of the game. So Freeman moves on to the championship against Tri-County at 8:15 tomorrow night. Johnson Brock will play for third place tomorrow afternoon against Ball City Sacred Heart at 5 o'clock here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. We will have the Johnson Brock Sacred Heart game tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock here on Sunny 101.3. So that's where we are at. Now, what's coming up here the rest of the evening? We have more basketball. Now, the boys are going to start playing here at the Beatrice City Auditorium in their semifinals. The first game coming up here has the Freeman Falcons taking on Tri-County. We won't bring you that game. Team's not in the covered area for the most part, so we won't have them tonight. But we will have a game coming up here later. It will be Exeter Milligan Friend taking on Johnson Brock. The game scheduled to start at 8 o'clock, but that's going to be late, I'm sure, because it's almost 7. We're a half hour behind right now. So we'll be back and talk to you a little after 8. Exeter Milligan Friend and the Johnson Brock boys hooking up here on Sunny 101.3 in that final game. Over on KTNC right now, we got a girls game, Pawnee City and Dylan O'Dell playing in the B Division semifinals. After that, it's going to be a boys game at 8:15. Humboldt Table Rock Center taking on Southern in the other B Division boys semifinal game tonight as well. So, for Kirk Kilman, I am John Dixon. A reminder to you that our presenting sponsor of the ball game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, they are building community. Thank them and all of our sponsors, including the premier sponsors for tonight in the tournament. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Ag West Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, and Waring Mortuaries in Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. Again, for Kirk Gilman, I'm John Nixon. Good night for now. We'll talk to you here in a little over an hour with the boys' game coming up in the final game of the night at the Beatrice City Auditorium and the Texas Tournament. We'll turn it back over to Kirk now and talk to you later.